S&P 500 climbs as investors jump back into tech post-Fed. Intel and NVIDIA lead gains. Those are the financial headlines. Let's get them, get behind them a little bit with David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. So you think the Fed is going to cut the rate a couple more times before the end of the year, David?
I'll believe it when I see it, Bob. We keep hearing about that. A couple years ago, they said they were going to drop it four times. And the first one was supposed to be in March of last year, and they didn't do it till the end of the year, and he cut it three times. So I am a wait-and-see guy, but it looks like with the unemployment being challenged and the unemployment rates keep increasing, that is a good indicator. I've said it hundreds of times on the radio. When the unemployment continues to go up is when the Fed will continue to drop rates.
And I know you believe that the economy now, the downturn is hurting Gen Zers more than anybody else. How come?
Well, according to Redfin, Gen Zers are skipping meals and putting off doctor visits just to pay their rent. 22% of young renters are skipping meals to make their monthly payments. 22% have sold some of their belongings, and 19%, here's the scary part, have delayed medical treatments because the cost of housing is so doggone high, and that's on the rent side. So I know you had the mayor in here yesterday, and the biggest challenge with renters, as it is with homeowners, is real estate taxes. Because as a renter, Bob, you might not think or care about real estate taxes, but if your landlord's real estate taxes are going up, guess who's going to pay for that? You as the renter.
And a lot of home buyer contracts were canceled in July, weren't they?
Yeah, I found this interesting as well. According to MoneyWise, 15% of home buyer contracts were canceled in July. Highest rate in July in the history since they started keeping track of this. Buyers are getting cold feet, Bob, because of the economic uncertainties, the main culprits, inflation, slower labor market, and rising property taxes, as we previously mentioned. The good thing is, Bob, with the interest rate, the short-term interest rate cut that just happened yesterday by a quarter of a point, which impacts our listeners' home equity line of credit, credit card, car loans, new car leases, the mortgage rate started dropping in anticipation of the Fed cut because of the slowing of the economy. And that is good for mortgage rates, believe it or not. So what's bad for mortgage rates is inflation. So the bond traders are going to keep an eye on that. And like it's happened 9.9 times out of 10, rates started slipping 2 weeks ahead of time of the rate cut. When the Fed cut it yesterday, mortgage rates went up. So all of you bond traders out there who know more about bonds than the guy's been doing it for 25 years and have originated $1 billion worth of loans that told you to lock in your rate Monday, Tuesday, you waited till yesterday and your mortgage rate went up an eighth of a point. So,
you know, it's interesting, and Lisa Dent was talking about this yesterday afternoon. A lot of people think that the credit card interest rate is going to go way down. It's not, is it?
Why?
Because of this Fed rate cut.
It dropped a quarter of a point. So instead of 29.5, you're at 29.25. So, which is like throwing a rock at a battleship. Okay, so it's good because whenever the Fed starts doing something, the trend is that they continue to do it. We saw it on the way up in 2023. They started raising rates slowly and too late, and they went a quarter, then a half, then 75 basis points, and then they were playing catch up because inflation was out of control. Hopefully, what we'll see is this quarter point leads to another quarter, another half. And that cheaper money stimulates people to, our listeners, to start spending money or paying down debt, which is good, and which means they're not buying stuff they can't afford with money they don't have. And that will lower inflation, which will also be good for interest rates.
What do you think of these offers you get from the credit card companies for the balance transfers where you will pay zero credit for a certain amount of time? Is that worth diving into?
Slippery slope, right? Because if you're playing the 0% finance game, the challenge with the 0% finance game is two things, Bob. Number one, typically the minimum monthly payment on the 0% finance is higher because they want their money back faster. So our listeners don't realize that. Okay, so when you're transferring, look at what the minimum monthly payment is. Okay, typically on those 0% transfers, they're higher because they want their money back faster.
But don't you get like sometimes 24 months to pay it back.
That's the that was point two. You have to make sure how long you have. And here's the biggest musical chair challenge that you have. If you're playing that slippery slope game of continuing to roll it to another 0% finance, I'll take you back to 2008. I'll take you back to the other financial crises we've had over the past 20 years. You get to that point where you think there's going to be another credit card to put your butt on for safety. And then when you go to sit down to put your butt on because the music stopped and you got to roll that to another before the interest rate goes up, there's nothing there for you to put it into. And now you've got a 0% finance card, which was a great run for 10, 12, 24 months, whatever. You need to check. And then you have no place to put it. And then whammo. And then some of these cards, here's another thing you got to be careful. Some of these cards, if you transfer it, if it's not paid off during that 0% time, the interest goes back to the entire amount for the entire 12 months or 24 months prior. So a lot of these places like Apt, we all love Apt, right? And they've got that 0% financing every once in a while. And I love Apt. It's a great company. But the company they use for the credit cards, if you don't pay it off before the 12th month, you're going to owe interest for the entire deal going back for the from the day you bought it. So that's where you got to be careful. And always, if you're going to do a 0% deal like an app, great company, make sure you pay it off at 11 months. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you get it taken care of. They got great opportunities. They got great sales. Pay it off in 11 months so you never get close to that 12th month that they can say, well, we never got your payment, and whammo, here comes a gigantic finance charge.
Well, those department store credit cards are often the highest interest ones.
Yes, they are.
So from what you're saying, I would say if you think you're going to be in a much better financial position in a year or two, then these offers for zero balance make sense.
Sure. It all depends, right? I'm going to give you an attorney answer. It depends because there are so many different scenarios. And if you're looking to get free money for 12 months, like I said, I've bought tens of thousands of dollars of appliances and apps because I bought four houses over the past 25 years. And I've taken advantage of that 0% finance. It's just when you get to the end, you got to be careful, not just app. I'm just using that as an example, but all of these credit cards that offer that, you have to be careful what happens if you don't pay it off in that 0% offer. Typically what happens at the end, you get whacked for the full amount of interest over the your previous 12 months if you don't wipe out the balance in the 12 months.
To be continued, David Hochberg, after Mr. Fix-It, Saturday morning. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for having me, bud.